AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Trump says he will win a court battle over his declaration of a national emergency along the border with Mexico.
I think I called it exactly, right? Including the fact that they would put him into the Ninth Circuit. That's where they put him in. And I think we'll do very well. We have absolute right to do that. I have an absolute right to call national security. We need strong borders.
Attorneys general from 16 states have filed a suit in a California federal court challenging the constitutionality of Trump's action. During the Oval Office gathering with reporters today, Trump said he is looking forward to next week's summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un.
I'd just like to see ultimately denuclearization of North Korea. I think we will see that ultimately. I have no pressing time schedule.
Trump also reacted to the latest candidate to jump into the crowded field for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination, Bernie Sanders.
I like Bernie.
The president says Sanders was taken advantage of after running a great race in 2016.
He was not treated with respect by Clinton.
He says he wishes Sanders well, but
personally, I think he missed his time.
And figures the other Democrats in the race are wasting their time.
You got a lot of people running, but only one person's going to win. I hope you know who that person is. Goodbye, everybody.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Colorado investigators say a woman who was having an affair with Patrick Frazee, Crystal Jean Lee Kenny, told them that he beat his fiancée, Kelsey Barrett, to death with a baseball bat and then convinced her to clean up the bloody crime scene. Kenny says he then burned Barrett's body while she watched. She has pleaded guilty to tampering with evidence and is required to testify against Frazee as part of her plea agreement with prosecutors. Barrett's body has yet to be found. A judge has ruled that Frazee will stand trial on charges of murder and solicitation to commit murder. This is AP Radio News. A trailblazing baseball pitcher, Don Newcomb, has died.
The Dodgers confirmed Don Newcomb died Tuesday morning after a long illness. Newcomb was a hard-throwing right-hander who joined the team in Brooklyn in 1949, becoming the first black star pitcher in the National League. He was Rookie of the Year that season and both Most Valuable Player and Cy Young Award winner in 1956. At 6'4" and 225 pounds, Nuke was an imposing presence on the mound. He was a four-time All-Star and pitched for three pennant-winning Brooklyn Dodger teams, including the 1955 World Series champion. Don Newcomb, part of the Dodgers' groundbreaking star trio that included Jackie Robinson and Roy Campanella, was 92. Warren Levinson, New York.
As word that former Baltimore Oriole and L.A. Dodger Manny Machado has agreed to a 10-year, $325 million contract with the San Diego Padres. A person familiar with the talks confirmed the deal to the Associated Press. The source says Machado can opt out after 5 years and become a free agent again. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.